From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. An ABC Washington Post poll released this week shows most Americans want to keep Medicare just as it is. But if controlling the deficit is a priority, that is just not an option. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, policymakers wrestling with plans to slash the debt aren't debating whether to change the health care system for seniors, but how it should change.
Tinkering with Medicare has always been politically risky. Just ask Republican House members who voted last week to make big changes in the plan for future retirees. 10 GOP lawmakers are already being targeted with radio ads like this one.
It puts the squeeze on Wisconsin families and will end Medicare as we know it. Wisconsin families should all be squealing about what Sean Duffy's trying to do.
The House Republican plan would dramatically change Medicare for people under 55. Instead of guaranteed health benefits when they retire, they'd receive a government subsidy to buy private insurance. Those subsidies would increase only at the rate of inflation, so if health care costs continue to go up faster, seniors themselves would have to make up the difference. President Obama has criticized this proposal, but he's calling for his own changes to prevent Medicare from hogging more and more of the federal budget. Mr. Obama's plan relies heavily on an expert advisory board to keep Medicare costs from growing much faster than the overall economy. Robert Reichauer, who used to direct the Congressional Budget Office, says if the government did that strictly by limiting payments to doctors, Medicare recipients might not notice at first.
The question is for how long. At some point, when you begin chipping away at the payments to providers, providers are going to be less and less willing to serve Medicare patients.
Mr. Obama hopes to avoid that by giving the expert board the power to make bigger changes. Instead of just paying doctors less for the same work, doctors could be paid differently, with incentives to skip unnecessary procedures. Some healthcare economists see promise in this idea. Miguel Walensky, who advised both Congress and President Bush on healthcare, says many lawmakers are wary.
A lot of members of Congress are uneasy about delegating that much power and authority to a group that, once appointed, is not accountable to anyone.
A third plan for addressing the deficit comes from the president's fiscal commission and serves as the starting point for a bipartisan group of senators known as the Gang of Six. The gang may release its own blueprint soon. The fiscal commission's plan would revise Medicare's cost-sharing rules so seniors pay more out-of-pocket for health care, as much as $7,500. That would not only cut the government's share of the cost, but, in theory at least, it would make seniors more invested as they shop around for health care.
The idea behind seniors having more skin in the game is that they will become knowledgeable consumers and cut back on discretionary health services and still use all the services that are valuable in terms of improving health.
But Amal Trivedi of Brown University Medical School says that's easier said than done. Trivedi and his colleagues looked at what happened to seniors in private Medicare plans when they faced higher co-payments for doctor visits. As expected, the seniors went to the doctor less often. But the savings were penny-wise and pound-foolish because those seniors wound up hospitalized more often. Trivedi says in healthcare, finding the fat is tricky, even for the smartest consumer.
You know, I'm a physician, and it's hard for me to figure out what's valuable and what is unlikely to help patients. I can't imagine a senior with multiple chronic conditions trying to figure out what's discretionary and what's valuable.
But figuring that out is exactly the challenge the country now faces as it tries to preserve what's valuable about Medicare while cutting where possible to avoid breaking the bank. The president, House Republicans, and maybe the Senate's Gang of Six all have different ideas about who should make those choices and how. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.